Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's hour two on Wednesday night. I'm Ian. I'm Manwich. I'm screwed up. I hate the big one. The big intro at the top of the hour. I'm so bad at it.
Well, I should be back to normal tomorrow night, so we'll be back in our usual roles, but we are reversed.
I'm sure the listeners will be so happy about
I'm sure they will as well. I think, you know, I'm sure they give you the benefit of the doubt, man, which I'm sure they cut you a break.
Right. He's an idiot. He can't help it.
You're not an idiot.
Tell us about the website. Freetalklive.com. Once a month, we ask you to go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's Podcast Alley, and we're ranked... Currently ranked number two, I believe.
Are we good? We're moving back up.
Moving back up. Last month we were ranked number one from all the way up till the 18th of the month, and I really liked that.
Yes, I did.
I must say, being number two and number three most of this month, haven't liked that so much. But you know, the whole website's free. The archives are free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is free. The BBS is free. All we ask from you. Little vote here and there.
In fact, I discovered last night that if you were if you voted for the show within the first week of this month. PodcastAlley.com apparently had a server crash at some point, so there's a chance your vote was actually erased because of the server crash. So if you could, I know it's a little bit of extra work, but if you voted in the first week of the month, go ahead and go back to vote.freetalklive.com and try voting one more time. I mean, if you've already voted, it will tell you, but if it lost your vote, then it'll be like you haven't voted at all this month, and so therefore you could actually re-vote. Possibly this month. Give it another shot at vote.freetalklive.com.
Now, they IP check, so if you're if you're trying to vote from the same network that you voted from once, or you're trying to use the same email address that you've used before, you won't be able to pull that off. But,
correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, so give it another shot, vote.freetalklive.com. We want to get back to number one this month. All right, and of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. The email box has been overflowing, Manwich, and I know you've got a couple of them there that I sent you.
I've got, and I have a couple of my own.
Cool. Let's get to some of them. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address.
We don't promise to read the emails on the air, but, you know, we read the interesting ones.
It happens.
So Dr. Harry writes, Manwich, I was hoping you guys could talk about an aspect of the it's okay to steal food and water perspective that a lot of people seem to miss. What I think everybody fails to appreciate is that if you go ahead and say, it's okay for you to steal food and water, then by extension, it's okay for someone else to steal that food and water from you. What then follows is the same thing that happens throughout almost all of human history. The most vicious, violent, ruthless, and well-armed thugs end up with all the food and water. Depriving someone else of his property by use of force or theft is never morally justifiable. Also, keep up the good work. You guys are doing so much more than you know.
You said that's from a doctor?
It does. I give you a whole... He's in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Wow, we have doctors listening to Free Talk
Live. We have that one in West Virginia, too, that likes us.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. I think this is interesting because...
I, of course, have a PhD.
In the... In BS. in Nolens, the... Walmart, I think... Didn't Walmart actually tell people to come and take what they needed?
I couldn't answer that as to whether or not Walmart said that. I don't know the answer.
I thought that's what... I mean, as I understand it, I could be wrong if you want to correct me, 800-259-9231. Obviously, if the business says, just come on in and take the food that you need, then I think that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to, you know, if it's a life and death situation, I'm certainly not somebody that advocates theft. I mean, I can't possibly advocate theft because that's force on somebody else without their, you know, without their consent. But if it's a life and death situation, and you know, if it means the difference between you living and dying, and if stealing a loaf of bread from the Walmart in a
unoccupied
disaster, an unoccupied store,
yeah,
where it's been abandoned, that's what I'm talking about. If there are people in there, then you risk getting shot for doing something like that, and you would deserve it. But if it's totally abandoned and there's food in there and you're starving to death, I can't say that I have a problem with that.
I'm sort of in the same boat. I mean, I think everyone knew that no matter what happened, that no matter how FEMA or chose to react or whatever, that things would normalize in New Orleans, Louisiana.
The doctor brings up a good point in that he believes it'll be a cycle of theft, a cycle of violence. That, you know, if you allow one theft, then somebody else will steal from someone else, and further on down the line, until the most powerful gun-toting group has all the food, which in this case would be the military or the cops. But I think that
it holds true with lots of foreign aid that goes to different countries.
What I wanted to point out, though, I'm sorry, it was that when we're talking about looting, we're talking about from the abandoned stores. And it makes it seem like, when he's writing it, he makes it sound like someone is stealing from another person. I understand somebody bought those products that are on the shelves, but there's nobody there guarding them anymore. There's nobody there tending the store. It's just somebody taking something in a, you know, out of total desperation that they need from off the shelf. I'm not making an excuse for the people that steal electronics. I'm just talking about food, you know, life-sustaining stuff. And so I think that if you've got people stealing food, it's not quite the same as if somebody is stealing a television set. And in that case, yes, then absolutely, as soon as they leave the store, then another armed band of marauders could absolutely steal that television set from them. But, of course, if we were all armed in the first place, and if we were all allowed to stay in the places that we were, because Nolens, the governor of Louisiana, ordered an evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the good law-abiding citizens left town at that point. Sure, there was some holdouts, absolutely, but mostly what they left behind were the criminal element and the people. The criminal element, the police, and the people that physically could not get out, basically. And so I think that were we to be in a free market situation, I don't think that stores would be as abandoned in situations like this. I mean, there's certainly the possibility that people might bail out, but if I was running a Walmart, I would have I'd have the overnight crew come in and guard the store, basically, or I'd hire some private security to guard the store, and I'd tell the security guards, hey, you can eat whatever you want off of these shelves. You might be in here for a month. You know, you can eat whatever you want. Just protect the rest of my products.
Hmm.
So I think that, you know, stuff like that could absolutely happen in a free market situation, in which case the looting will be brought down to a bare minimum. Did you see that picture from a storefront with the boarded up windows, and a guy had taken spray paint and had written something like, I have two dogs, claw hammer and a baseball bat. Don't even try it.
Huh.
You know, basically written that on his storefront, suggesting he's inside waiting for you if you want to come in and try to loot from him. Do you think anybody tried breaking into that store?
I would say that the chances are good that they probably went on to a less guarded store.
Exactly.
Or a seemingly guarded store.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Sergio in Australia. Sergio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hi, I have an idea for a free market solution to welfare and free education.
Okay.
So suppose that you have like a bunch of poor people who they don't want to go to any charities for any services. So what you have is these companies, welfare companies, and they'll give people all of the basics that they need to survive, food, water, shelter, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And in exchange, they would have a certain time period to find a job and so on. And this company would basically say, right, you owe us a percentage of all the money that you earn up to a certain point in your life. And so the company has an incentive to make the workers as profitable as possible, as successful as possible by education and so on. So you end up with a... Sorry?
Is that kind of slavery, though, in a way? I mean, are they sort of... Would they be signing themselves over for a specific... for this deal? Basically, they're signing their lives over to this company?
Not necessarily their lives. It's almost like... you're agreeing, say, signing yourself into a phone plan or something. You have to pay a certain amount every year or so.
Now, or else what?
You could do is...
Wait, or else what?
Well, if you're in violation of your contract, then perhaps you could be sued or whatever, that sort of thing.
But if you don't have any money, then what good's a lawsuit going to do? I mean, would we be putting people into prison as a result of that?
Well, it depends if society has an attitude where they would boycott people all the way out of the society for contractual violations.
It's an interesting idea, Sergio. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. New ideas. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in about anything you want to, personal, political, whatever you want. I'm Manwich.
Hey, you got your own name right this time. It's Ian here with you as well. And we're sort of in reverse roles tonight because my voice is still in the recovery process. So Manwich will be taking the lead this evening.
Yes, I'm in charge. So everyone listen. Go to freetalklive.com. You can register for the BBS. All we require is an email address. And you've got to make up your own little name there. And then you can go and post with the best of them.
And the worst of them.
Yeah, and the worst of them.
Actually, we have a really good crew on there. It's a variety of opinions, a variety of people. A lot of fun topics and some serious topics as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 45,000 posts.
And over 800 posters.
It's all free at freetalklive.com. You know, we just got off the phone with Sergio a moment ago from Australia. And he came up with an idea, a free market idea as to how to replace welfare. Because sometimes on this show we say that we want to abolish welfare. And that's not the whole thought. The whole thought is to abolish government welfare and replace it with voluntary alternatives. Because libertarians are all for helping the needy. We're all for helping people that are destitute and really deserve some assistance, deserve a hand up, if you will. But we don't think the government is the appropriate group to be doing that sort of thing.
We sure don't.
Simply because the government funds its welfare program at the point of a gun. If you don't like the way they're administering their program, you can't do anything about it. They're gonna steal your money from you.
And they're failing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are twice as many people on government assistance now than there were in 1980.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and that's, you know, small government Ronald Reagan and small government George Bush in
allegedly
between there. Yeah.
Right. Of course, Ronald Reagan grew the government by about 70% over his two terms, and George Bush has grown it at a faster clip than even Bill Clinton could have dreamed of.
It, you know, and it seems to perpetuate itself.
Yes.
You know, the government is like a big rolling snowball, and somebody's got to put a stick of dynamite underneath that because it's not going to roll smaller.
Well, so anyway, Sergio's idea was to have, I think he kind of suggested that this, his idea would coexist with charitable welfare, because it's kind of like what we normally fall back on, the idea that, you know, if you needed help in a free market, you could turn to the Salvation Army or Manwich's Food House.
Goodwill's always there.
Goodwill. So organizations like this, where
many churches,
people,
have food pantries,
where they're run by people who care, by people who really want to make a difference in people's lives, the people that want to see somebody who's destitute be brought out of that condition and be made self-sufficient again.
That's where the government fails.
Right.
Because people that are on the government welfare aren't brought out of the situation.
No.
There's second and third generation welfare recipients because it just perpetuates itself and it keeps on going, and it's all they are is addicted to this welfare money.
That's exactly what it is. Whereas if it was run by volunteers in a charitable situation, the volunteers would actually care about the people.
And they get fed up with the same person coming, you know, year in and year out.
Yeah, if they're not making any changes, if they're not doing anything in the right direction, they'll cut back on
their aid. Appear to be whole, perfect, and complete as humans.
So Sergio was suggesting that maybe an alternative option would be some sort of corporate welfare, and not in the term that we normally use, where it's a corporation getting welfare from the government, but a corporation, or excuse me, we wouldn't even have corporations in a free market, a business, okay? A business whose job it was to take care of destitute people. Now, Sergio basically suggested that somebody could come to this business in a destitute condition, and the business would put, you know, pay for their room, pay for their board, pay for their meals, keep them alive while they educate them or train them, and you know, then release them to the workforce. And then once they start getting a regular paycheck, the company would then garnish a section of their wages in payment.
Like an agent does for actors.
Right, as in payment for the services rendered in the months beforehand. I think it's an interesting idea. I would support it being an option. But personally, if I was in destitute shape, I don't think I would want to do that, because then that'd be like signing not really a full-on slavery agreement, but you're basically signing away a portion of your work to this company. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it, but I think that it should be allowed.
Well, and you're not in a condition where you're unskilled and you know, not making any money. I think the Army is an excellent example of how this can work. I mean,
good
people
point.
Sign up for full-on slavery for 2, 4, or 6 years in the military just to be, you know, paid. In some cases, privates don't make much money.
Yeah, plus we could be all doom and gloom about it and say, well, businesses would treat these poor people like dirt. They'd be, you know, they'd be treated like trash and the conditions would be terrible there. But that's not the case, because if it was a free market, there'd be competition. So if, you know, one business got into this welfare business, then, you know, Walmart would jump in the game and somebody else would jump in. Manwich, you could jump into the game, and so there'd be all kinds of competition. People would be competing for quality, you know, for a quality room, for quality board, that sort of thing. So it could happen. It could work.
And, you know, there would be testimonials from people that had done it previously that said, you know, I was on the street drinking a fifth of whiskey every day.
And they might even hire one of those guys, somebody that went through their process, hire them as a recruiter, if you will. Interesting idea. Sergio, thank you for it. Let's go to the phones to Brett in Iowa. This is the show about your calls. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
What's
up? Not too much. I wanted to talk tonight about government inefficiency.
And, yeah, those two words go together all the time.
Yes, they do. I got a little story. A street light out in front of my house had been there's been some problems with it since early June. It, half the time it wouldn't even work, and when it did work, it was like a strobe light because it would keep blinking on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And we had called the city about it about, I don't know, a week after it had started happening because, you know, we figured they would maybe just see it and fix it on their own, but of course not. So we had called the city, and after three calls, basically, make a long story short, after three calls about a week ago, they finally fixed it, but, you know.
So how long did it take? Three calls over how much time, yeah.
Over, well, this has been since early June, so until about a week ago.
So 3 months later.
You'd think they'd never seen a light bulb burn out on one of their streetlights before.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and, yeah.
Not that it's a priority. I could certainly understand it.
It's definitely not, but I just wanted to point out, you know, like you guys say all the time, if that streetlight had been maintained by the neighborhood instead of the city, you know, that would have been fixed the day that it would, you know, or the day after it had
or the week
had
at least.
Problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Brent, great example. Anything else in your mind?
Nope, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, it's little inefficiencies like that. I mean, it didn't seem like a big deal.
No.
But you take that inefficiency, combine it with thousands and millions of other little inefficiencies and droppings of the ball and passings of the buck, which is what goes on with government bureaucracies. What probably happened was, you know, he called up and some bureaucrat said, oh, let me pass you over here. And then you give them another number to call. And then they call that number. You know, I'm not sure who takes care of that. Try this number. You know, and then you call that number. And then finally somebody answers who seems to know what they're doing. I'll get in touch with Mr. Manwich. He's our repair guy. We'll send him out to take care of that right away. Thanks for the call, sir. And then, you know, maybe he makes a note about it, puts it on his desk, and then it sits there for 3 weeks.
You know, my favorite thing about the city and the city government is that, and I know that William F. Buckley makes fun of libertarians for this very topic, but garbage collection.
Mm.
It just seems so silly to me that the city, that people think that the city should be collecting garbage. Why in the world would the city be collecting garbage?
I don't know, because if we turned it over to the free marketplace, there'd be competition, and we'd be able to actually choose the level of service, the level of quality that we want.
I've got the same yard trash that's been sitting out in front of my house for 6 weeks now. I can't get them to pick it up.
Did you try slipping them 100 or something like that?
I'm not there when they're there.
More coming back. Free Talk Live. Your calls. 800-259-9231. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in about anything you want to call about. I'm Manwich.
And I'm Ian in reverse roles tonight. My voice heals up. Should be good to go for tomorrow night.
I think everybody will be happy to hear that. When it's
yes,
time.
Indeed.
Go to freetalklive.com and check out the archives. We got the last six shows in convenient little one-hour MP3 capsules that you can put on your MP3 player, your iPod. You can burn them to a disc, or you can play them right on your computer, and they're all there for you, and they're all free.
And right on the front page of the site.
If that's not enough for you, you can go back to our friends at downloadradio.org. And they've got a couple of months' worth of archives there for you.
Also free.
Mm-hmm.
FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. This is the show about your call, so let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How are you guys?
Good, sir.
Hey,
I was just kind of, you guys were talking earlier how it seems like there's more people on welfare. I guess it was double.
Yep, that's my understanding.
You know, I've been kind of involved in that system. I haven't actually received checks, but I've had family members that have fallen on hard times and gotten into that. And I'll tell you one thing that's just absolutely amazing about that whole system is once you get in there and they get control of your money and they take control of your bank accounts, they're always watching your bank accounts. And
are they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they make you sign waivers that you won't buy weapons with the government funds that they pay you. It's actually quite an interesting process. But the way the rules are set up, you can never get ahead. I mean, no matter what you try to do or how you want to try to set up your life so that you can get ahead, it seems like they've got these conflicting catch-22 rules that if you try to do this, you lose that. And
right. The better you're doing, the less assistance they're going to give you, and who wants to get less assistance, right?
Well, not really, because, I mean, sometimes the assistance is so small that you would rather prefer have a job, but then you lose, like, medical benefits for your child and stuff like that. And it really makes it tough for people to get back into the mainstream working class without putting things in jeopardy.
They have to choose between the cushy check guaranteed every month or the check that they get paid for when they work. And in some cases, getting a minimum wage job actually will pay you less than the welfare payment would be.
I can give you a wonderful example of it. I'm actually an MRDD caregiver, and I take care of a quadriplegic.
Okay.
And his mother died, and he recently received a check from the insurance company for $58,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because he needs 24/7 care.
Right.
And somebody has to be there at all times. His contract is for like $158,000 a year.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So
I was thinking that isn't going to last him a year.
Yeah. Well, what amazed me was is when he got that check, they said you have to spend that in 1 month. That can't be in your account by the end of the month, or
really?
We'll pull your funding. And it's like they're
like Brewster's Millions.
Welfare said that to him.
Yes.
Wow.
MRDD said that to him. Said if you don't have that money out of there by the end of the month, we'll pull your funding and you'll be on your own. Now, when the kid's got 58 grand in the bank and his contract's for 150,000 a year, now why wouldn't you let him keep that for a rainy day? I mean, what if we have a terrorist attack?
Because the rules are the rules, Jeff. The rules are the rules.
They can no longer pay him. He is in trouble day one. He has no money to fall back on.
This is one of the biggest problems with government programs, is it's one size fits all. I mean, there was probably some reason why they wrote in that rule, right? You know, maybe somebody got a bunch of money. I don't even know what the reason could have been, but there was probably some event that happened, and they said, you know, we need to have this rule.
Bureaucrat logic, so it can be difficult to figure out.
And so they apply it to everybody. They don't care. He could go to them and beg and plead for an exemption, and they'll say, sorry, that's the rules. And we follow the rules to a T. Of course, it's never actually that way on the inside of the organization. They probably break the rules all the time within welfare. But as far as the recipients go, you all got to be the same person. And it's crazy.
It's a tragedy waiting to happen for people in this country. If there's ever a bad terrorist attack and we have financial faltering, a lot of individuals are going to be in a critical situation the very first day it takes place. Because of the way that they're set up, it's like the government wants to feed you hand to mouth, and if they go away, the rug's pulled out from under you and you're done.
You know, I don't know whether I'm an entrepreneur or a criminal, but I mean, immediately when you said it, I came up with a system for getting that $58,000 out. I set up a dummy corp called Manwich's Medical Facility Treatment Care Corporation, and then I
spend all your money with
right. Then I get a credit card machine for that baby, and then I swipe the, I filter everything. I just launder everything through there, and bam! I've got, by the time I'm done and paid all the fees, I got $56,000 a month to spend on whatever I want.
By the
weapons,
law,
crack, whatever I feel like.
By the law's definition, you'd be a criminal, but I wouldn't think you'd be a criminal. You'd be somebody that's trying to do what is right for you.
Exactly.
Anyway, Jeff, great call, man. Thanks for it.
800-259-9231.
Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Let's do some emails, Manwich.
Yeah, I got an email here from Nathan.
The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com, and we don't guarantee to read them, but it can happen.
Yep. Ian and Manwich, I have a question. I was listening to your podcast about the woman who didn't mind that her 15-year-old daughter was sleeping with a 24-year-old man. Manwich asked if your views would change if the man were 50 or 80. I think that's the wrong question to ask. I would ask, what if she were 14 years old, 11, 5? Now, we've been through this before. This isn't the first news story that came up on this particular subject of a family that allowed their younger daughter to marry an older man or have sex with an older man or whatever. And I have asked those questions in the past,
yes,
but apparently didn't hear that particular archive.
The nature of talk radio.
Yes,
topics come up over and over.
So, let's see, 14 years old, 11. 5. In other words, do you truly believe that if the mother thinks it's okay, that there's no limit to what can be done to children? My wife and I are foster parents for a while, and while I think that the current child services system causes more harm than good, I cannot in good conscience say that parents should be allowed to do anything that they want with their children. I was wondering where you draw the line on this issue, since I think that your position are almost always clearly thought out and rational.
It's a good question. Well put. I would say that there's a certain point at which it's totally inappropriate to do sexual things with children. I can't say that the point that's right for me is the same as the point that's right for everyone else. In fact, I couldn't possibly put a number on it because I think that there are people, for instance, the current age of consent in a lot of places is 18. I think that there are some people that are 20 years old that act as though they're 13, and I think there are some people that are 14, 15, 16 years old that act as though they're 22. So I think that it depends on a more of a mental state than anything else. Obviously, the legal system can't judge mental state quite as easily as it can, a physical birth date. So what I would suggest is that we abolish the age of consent, and again, for the disturbing situations like he presented, I mean, when you say 5, I mean, that's sick.
That's
twisted.
It is twisted, but let's be clear that I read an Anne Rice book, and in it she talked about the New Orleans hookers bringing their young daughters to bed with Johns at the same time that they did, and sort of schooling them in a profession, as it were.
Again, we're going to come back with details on this, but I think we should abolish the age of consent. And if you have a problem with, if you somehow come across what some sicko parents are doing, then you should ostracize them. Talk about it more. Coming back, it's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Give us a call about anything you want to talk about, whether it's political, personal, whatever you want. I'm Manwich.
And this is Ian here with you.
And go to freetalklive.com and check out the updates section. All you have to do is give us your email address, and we'll tell you about all the interesting happenings at Free Talk Live. Probably an email a week.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe
sometimes a couple.
Two. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes less.
You never know.
Whether it's a Shrine of Female Listener entry or whether it's a new station we've got.
Anything like newsy will come to your email box. Of course, it's free. Updates.freetalklive.com. We had an email come in about the age of consent. The individual was concerned, he was curious, I guess, as to how we would deal, you know, possibly in a free market situation with the age of consent. Now, I was giving my answer, and we'll get yours in a moment here, but my answer is to abolish the age of consent entirely. It does nothing but lead to trouble for guys that have sex with girls that look to be of age and actually turn out to not be of age. And you put these guys in jail for having what was consensual sex, and you call it statutory rape, and I think that's terrible. I think that's the biggest effect of our age of consent laws. He mentioned that, you know, how would we feel if it was if a mother, for instance, allowed her 5-year-old daughter to have some sort of sexual act done to her? I would feel terrible about that. I would be shocked and appalled at a parent that would allow something like that to happen to their child. However, the last thing I would want to do is spend my hard-earned money to put that person in prison. Look, I'm sorry for the kid, And in fact, if I felt so strongly in a free market situation, I might call up Manwich's Kid Rescue Service and have you come out and your company come out and abduct the child from this woman. You know, if I felt that this child
was in
some sort of danger. Well, your rescue service would have a program to put the child into to, you know, keep her safe and find her some actual loving, caring parents, as a matter of fact. Mm. And I think that if the sick woman, you know, decided to take Manwich's child abduction service to court, then she'd have to prove her case that she's, you know, she's a good mother and she didn't deserve to have her children taken from her. And you
in
know,
front of a jury of her peers?
In front of a jury of her peers. And then, of course, you would have, hopefully, some evidence. I mean, if you didn't have evidence to back up your case,
very good service,
you'd be in trouble. Yeah, so hopefully you'd have some video footage of, you know, or some sort of taped admission of her doing sick stuff to her kids, and then the jury would say, you can't have your kids back, lady. So I think the free market would come up with solutions. That's just my idea. And, of course, a marketplace would come up with all kinds of things because different people in search of profit would be coming up with these ideas instead of just a talk show host. Now, what's your answer?
I'm a big believer in the marketplace. And there was a case recently that hit the news of a gentleman who, you know, family, friends, and just strangest thing. He sort of fell in love with this girl, and I think he was 18 and she was 12, and, you know, it sort of progressed, and they went to Kansas, where you can be, I think it's 12 and older to get married, and they got married and then moved back to Nebraska, and now Nebraska's trying to put him in jail for being married to a 15-year-old.
And he also got her knocked up prior to the marriage.
Yes, right. And when she was 14.
Right.
Now, I'm not exactly sure at what point the sex started happening in this relationship, but I can tell you it was too soon. To my mind.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think we're served by putting this guy who's married to this girl in jail for molesting his now wife that
the
parents
allowed.
The
Attorney General wants to see it happen.
Yeah, well, the Attorney General has gotten a lot of mileage out of this story. You know, I do feel that society needs to draw a line as far as ages goes.
The problem is, when you say society, you're always going to mean somebody specifically, some man or some woman or group of men and women that you know, is going to make this decision. And who's to say it's going to be the right one? With that, we have to go to the phones to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello. Hello, John in Florida.
Remember me? I called in like a long, long time ago. I was that Kurt Cobain kid.
Oh,
no.
Vaguely, yes. Was that back in the FM days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
On 105.9?
Yes. Yes, sir, John. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I have some friends that were, like, directly affected by Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. They came back to stay here. And basically, I let them listen to your podcast where you basically were talking about how FEMA should just be abolished.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going back there, and as soon as they're allowed back in, of course, and they're going to, first off, bring your podcast file with them. I put it on a little floppy disk for them or something, a disk, and they're going to play it for their friends, and they're going to try and get, like, because they think it would be more meaningful from the people who are actually affected by it to go and campaign for FEMA to just be abolished.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, tell them to get a hold of us, because we'll certainly help them as much as we can.
No doubt about it. We'll give them all the tools they need to promote Free Talk Live around down there. In fact, we've got another possible new Louisiana station coming on board soon, which would be nice. We've got our fingers crossed about that. John, call us again sometime, man. Good hearing from you. Glad you're still out there, sir. 800-259-9231 to Donnie in Montana. Donnie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to recommend a book to you guys and to your listeners called The Death of Common Sense by Philip Howard.
Okay, I've heard of that, but
tell us about it a bit.
It's not very long. It's a pretty easy read. It is just an awesome book. It relates to both the welfare thing that you've been talking about and the lady from Alabama's story about her prison experience. It just talks about how your bureaucracy uses law, and like you said, they try to create blanket solutions to individual problems, and they take the power of discernment away from the individuals that are trying to deal with these situations.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. The one-size-fits-all thing just, it fails time and time again. And what the common sense part, I guess, that's out the window is that people don't realize it. People think that to fix these problems, all they have to do is fund the government more. And, of course, that's never going to fix the problems. Thanks for the suggestion, Donnie. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Coming up, yeah, unless you call in, we've got an email from our illiterate Christian friend. We're going to come back to him. Yeah, Mike. We heard from him last night. He's written us again. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in about anything you want to talk about, but probably not going to get it in. This is the last segment. It's about 3.5 minutes
long.
We
might be able to slip it, but that's about it.
Thanks, there's a beast in here.
Yeah. The beast is here.
The studio beast
whenever
is here.
Whenever you hear that rattling in the background, it usually means the beast has arrived. You can see a picture of her on the front page at freetalklive.com. In fact, we want you to come check out the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what we're doing is we're asking you for $3 a month. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you don't think that that's too unreasonable, join us at the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, the idea is we're going to take your $3 a month and turn it around into advertising for the show. We're going to promote the show in radio industry publications to get more radio stations on board. We're going to promote it around the internet. In fact, we're even showing you already where the money's going to at amp.freetalklive.com. So, again, if you like what we're doing, you want us to get on more stations, that's what you need to do. In fact, once we reach our goal, and we're over 5% of the way there. Once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on commercial time by at least 25%. So, all the details there at amp.freetalklive.com.
I don't think the $3 is much of a deterrent for folks. I think that the biggest thing is trying to figure out how to use PayPal.
It's not rocket science.
It's not, but I must say that I've had a little trouble with it.
We have an alternative option for people, because there's some people that just hate PayPal, period.
I'm not real fond of it.
Their business practices are... But there's no competition, so, I mean, if you want online bill paying, PayPal's pretty much the way to go. But beyond that, you could go to your bank's online bill pay situation and set your bank up to cut us a check every month. And the instructions there are there at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best-selling birthday flower cake. Or celebrate summer occasions with great growers specials. Visit the website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Now, yesterday we got sort of a hate email from Mike, and it wasn't the best spelling, nor the best punctuation or sentence structure, but we read it anyways, because we like hate mail. And
I like the part about the burning in the lake of fire for eternity.
Yeah, he's one of these zealotous Christians, one of the Christians that thinks that if you're not totally on board with his way of thinking, then you're going to go to hell. In fact, we even questioned whether or not he was a Christian. I sent him an email back and said, hey, thanks for the email. Are you really a Christian? And here's what he wrote us back.
Well, I questioned it as to whether or not he was, because it just seemed like
it could have been
over the top.
Yeah, and it seems like it could have been somebody that was trying to make Christians look bad.
Right, and here's an email to follow that up that still pretty over the top.
All over the top.
I'm not sure, but maybe he's just carrying the joke a little farther. Yes, I am, but I'm O-N-A of the minority that thinks you're full of S, and you will be tossed into the fiery lake after you are judged by me and my brethren. Never saw that in the Bible. You're so
wet. Isn't God supposed to judge you? I didn't realize there was a jury there.
My understanding was that God sits at the judgment seat and Jesus is your advocate.
Okay.
You're so wet. I love this analogy here. You're so wet behind the ears like worms on a drilling rig. You think, what? You think that you know it all, but you speak through your rear orifice, which proves the fact you're just like my cousin and the niece. I think this is Spanish. Arbustos muy grande bendejo. Translation, you're lovers of Bush and are totally a giant horse's rear end or an a-hole deluxe.
This allegedly from a Christian. Again, if you're a Christian,
it's fun,
what
though.
Can you say to this? I think we got some emails from some Christians about this guy. We're going to share those with you probably tomorrow night on the show, of course. In the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
You know what your problem is, Ian? You're wet behind the ears like a worm on a drilling rig.
We're coming back tomorrow night. See you then. freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.